to order the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. It's 8:40, and on the agenda today we just have one item, HJR 24, which is a statement of support for Federal Forest Service Land Revenue Sharing Program. Representative Wilson is here to present. Present we have Representative Foster, Osterman, Sadler, and Munoz. Thank you, Representative Wilson.
Thank you very much for hearing the bill. I really appreciate it. This is my staff person, Sheila Finkenbinder. She did all the research for this. So if I can't answer some of the questions, I brought her up, and if you have questions that she might be able to. House Joint Resolution 24, I'm Representative Peggy Wilson from District 2. House Joint 24 urges the President of the United States and Congress to honor an agreement made in 1908. That agreement was to support roads and schools in communities that are surrounded by national forests. Historically, the federal government shared 25% of the annual income earned from activities within those national forests with states for distribution to boroughs located within the national forests. The federal government has steadily decreased payment over the years through the Secure Rural Schools Act, or SRSCA. While those communities still have the same needs as they did in 1908, the funding has continually decreased. Forest communities remain surrounded by government land, lacking the ability to utilize the land to create revenue locally. 32 communities and the state of Alaska receive support through SCS or SRSCA. A total of $6 million was given to the state of Alaska and those communities last year. $16 million, what did I say? $16 million, sorry. 42 states in Puerto Rico also receive payments from SRSCA. Reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools Act is supported by local schools, by the National Forest and School Coalition, by the Western Governors Association, and at least 29 senators and 69 representatives, including Alaska's delegation. Alaska schools need continuing support from the federal government because of the location of all of our communities that receive it are still within national forests. Reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools Act is in the President's 2012 budget, but Alaska needs to send a strong message to the President for the needs to continue this program on a level that will sustain our schools. And I could go into a lot more, but I'll just leave that for now.
I think that's great. And do we have questions for Representative Wilson? No? No questions. Okay. Do we have any public testimony? I guess I should ask. Scott Ruby is online, available for questions. We don't have anyone in the audience here to testify on the bill, so we have it before us. Can I have a go ahead?
I'm sorry. Just ask one quick question. Is there anybody that may oppose it for any reason?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as I know, there's absolutely no opposition to this resolution.
Thank Representative you. Sadler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to read, this is not contingent on production from National Forest. This is just a formula distribution of funds.
Well, years ago, there was a lot of the timber industry was gung-ho in Southeast Alaska, and over the years, that's been kind of cut off, and that at the federal level, they would kind of like to, because they need money, there's always the possibility that money will be taken. And so it's always, from year to year, it used to be like five-year increments that it was extended. But in the last few years, it's been one year at a time. And so it makes the schools and the cities and communities very nervous.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, this would be a long-term authorization that 5 years constitutes long-term, or?
Well, this is the one that's in the present, the president's budget is just for 1 year. And they're hoping that that will get changed to 5 years. That would be long-term and compared to 1 year.
Thanks.
So does $16 million represent, Representative Wilson, 25% of the activity, the economic activity in the forest? Finkenbinder.
My name is Sheila Finkenbinder. I'm staff for Representative Peggy Wilson. Thank you for having this hearing for us and hearing what we have to say. The original act in 1908, passed by President Theodore Roosevelt, it was the 25% act, and it was based on the revenues from the national forests. When a lot of the timbering slowed down, those receipts from the forests were extremely inconsistent and declining sharply, and the federal government needed to put in something that was more secure, more consistent, and that would continue to support these communities because all that logging was no longer going on. Our Representative Wilson's bill really is requesting that the President and Congress put in a long-term and sustainable act. We recognize that's not going to happen right now because what's in the budget is another five-year program, but it continues to have payments that go down and down and down, and that simply isn't going to work for communities in the future. We're still surrounded by the forests. We still can't develop those lands. We still need a consistent revenue stream in forest-surrounded communities.
Is this similar to the payment in lieu of taxes program, or is it the same thing?
I believe that it's all kind of a piece. It is relatively complicated, and it is nationwide. It is for forest-surrounded communities across the country, and yes.
Okay. Representative Sadler, and please let the record know that Representative Gardner has joined us. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm late.
No problem.
Chair.
Thank you, through the Chair. Representative Wilson or Sheila, are there any conditions laid on this money for – I'm going to ask about your school district – how is the money used, or are there any conditions as to how it must be spent?
In my school district, we're pretty fortunate that the community puts almost all the money into the school. However, every school district does it different, and so one community might say, "I'm sorry, but we're using most of it," and the school gets a little bit of it. So it's what the city council decides on.
Interesting.
So.
Okay. Are there additional questions? No. Representative Gardner, did you want to have an opportunity to question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm actually very comfortable with this resolution.
Okay, good. All right. So thank you very much for your testimony. We don't have anyone signed up to testify on the bill. What is the will of the committee?
Madam Chair, I would move House Joint Resolution 24, version 27-LS0720/M from committee with no fiscal notes and no amendments.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you very much. Thank you for your testimony today.
Thank you very much.
And we are adjourned. Please stick around and we'll get the report.